time?
Paul, several years worth of hard work, energy, gone into bringing a second helicopter here to Cornwall. It's now here. How does that feel for you as someone who's been so integral to that process?
Well, first of all, it's a great honour. To be involved with the delivery of the second aircraft is just fantastic news. It brings it into perspective. You know, we're 38 years old and now we've brought in a second new technology aircraft. But it's been an exciting journey. There's been quite a few developments, subtle developments, but important ones to improve the clinical area and the operational capability of the aircraft. So absolute delight to be here today.
And what kind of a difference is it going to make to our service having that second aircraft here?
Well, it first of all adds resilience. So we will be able to harden up the times that we're flying. Our view is we want to be flying 100% of the time. That is, having that aircraft available for whenever the people of Cornwall need it. But actually what it does is gives us a future whereby we can introduce second aircraft operations and fly two together, particularly during the summer months. That's going to be quite critical. And when we're flying sort of 19 hours a day currently, and then we can fly more during the summer with the second aircraft, that's going to be exciting. But that's in years to come and months to come. But just right now, what we're doing is underpinning our availability.
And Paul, as a member of our original air crew back in 1987 to here today, 2025, owning two helicopters for the first time, what was that like for you to get to see that land here today?
Well, actually, it was almost unbelievable. It was of course believable because I know how much work and effort and support that we've had to put into it, and I knew it was coming, but fantastic to look back over 38 years and now see us move from a rented BO-105 second-hand aircraft that was 25 years old when we got it, now to have two brand new high-technology aircraft. Wonderful.
And just finally, Paul, obviously this is all thanks to the people of Cornwall, the RCC, yeah, and beyond who donate. What's your message to them?
So look, it can only be the biggest of thank yous. I've said it before, they are the fourth member of the crew, effectively. So absolutely thrilled to bits, and many thanks to the people of Cornwall for their gracious and such generous giving.